There's our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. How are you doing this morning, Henry? Each week we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to Henry. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. This week, the Stevens Institute reports that temperatures in the Hudson River at Scodic Island were between 33 and 37 degrees, with some ice on top of the river. A little warmer this week, huh? No, but we also know it's not as clean. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times-Union that testing revealed that parts of the Hudson River from New York City to Troy contained elevated levels of caffeine and sometimes concerning levels of 16 different pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, drugs for treating high blood pressure, high cholesterol, epilepsy, ulcers, and heartburn, and the aspirin substitute acetaminophen. The drugs could either be passing through human bodies into sewer systems or coming directly from pills being flushed down toilets. Quote, some levels are high enough that you could be concerned about fish and other aquatic organisms, unquote, said Andrew Jewell, an aquatic biologist at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, who co-authored the peer-reviewed study. Quote, right now we don't know what the effects might be. Our point right now is to say these pharmaceuticals are there, and here's the pattern throughout the river, unquote. The water was sampled at more than 70 spots along the river during a period between May and July 2016. The study was a collaboration with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Riverkeeper, Lamont Doherty, and Queens College. It appears in the journal Water Research. Read the full story in the Times-Union. On February 22nd, the environmental group Riverkeeper released a report called Drinking Source Water Protection Scorecard Review for Seven Hudson Communities, unquote. It is a, quote, review of programs and policies to protect drinking water supplies for the towns of Esopus, Hyde Park and Lloyd, the city and town of Poughkeepsie, and the town and village of Rhinebeck, unquote. The report was authored by the Center for Watershed Protection and commissioned by Riverkeeper. Quote, updates are needed to state source water assessments, which are required under the Safe Drinking Water Act to identify potential threats to public drinking water supplies from pollution sources such as sewage treatment plants and hazardous waste sites. The assessments are seldom used, over 12 years old, and rely on 25-year-old data, unquote, the report said. Quote, an update for the seven mid-Hudson communities should include the risk of crude oil spills from commercial traffic on the Hudson. In the event of a spill, water reserves would run out in as little as 12 hours, unquote. And there's a link to the Riverkeeper report on the WGXC newsroom. We're sorry, Henry, there's not much good news in the Hudson River this week. But we'll be back next week with more Tales of the Hudson River with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.